What a wonderful, powerful song. He came into the dirt and he became the King of Kings. So praise forever to the King of Kings. Listen to the story that we know well. This is how Jesus, the Messiah, was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, and Ted, I'm reading from the New Living Translation, so that one's not going to work. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. She will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child, and she will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. So we read the story in Matthew. I wonder, Joseph, on that night when Jesus was born, I wonder if Joseph ever prayed something like this: "Lord, it's all a little bit unreal. I mean, this angel thing, and then this talk about Holy Spirit and babies, and now this little baby's being born inside and I'm standing outside. It's kind of a little bizarre. And right now, I could do with a little company, and if you could send one of those angels, it would be pretty cool. But if you can't send an angel, maybe a shepherd would be okay too." Now, I don't know if Joseph ever prayed a prayer like that. But what I do know is that I have. And I know many of you have prayed that same kind of prayer, where you've stood on that edge between what God says and reality. You've done what God wanted you to do, but on the other hand, you're wondering, did I really hear God, and was it really God speaking? Where you kind of look up to the sky and a little bit of this doubt that darkens your heart, thinking, I'm not so sure about what's going on in my life. Is this really God's path? Should I maybe have gone left instead of right? What's the plan in all of this? Because maybe things didn't work out the way that you hoped they were going to work out. Maybe things didn't work the way that you thought they should be working. And you're between a rock and a hard place, and a little bit of that doubt comes into your heart. Now, I don't know. I don't know if Joseph would have said that. Maybe his faith was just a little stronger than mine. But I have asked that often. And I've been there often. And I've also experienced that sometimes I just don't have the answers. And as we sit here tonight, I'm not going to say to you, so folks, if you've been there, I've got a good plan for you. I've got a 5-stage plan. Walk out the doors, get a little plan out there, and your life's going to be cool and sweet for the rest of your life. Unfortunately, I don't have one of those for you tonight. You might leave here with exactly those same doubts. But I want to show you something else. How this man, Joseph, despite of all these strange, bizarre, unreal things that happened in his life, did something that we know that he did. And I like to ask you this evening to please do what Joseph did. And this is what he did. He obeyed God. When the angel came with that very strange message, he obeyed. He obeyed when Mary tried to explain that which was inexplicable. He obeyed when God said, take your stuff and go. He obeyed. He didn't let his confusion overwhelm his obedience. He didn't know everything. He couldn't see everything. But he did what he knew. And he followed what he knew. And I'll tell you in 1 second what he knew. He packed up his business, left it behind, put his pregnant wife on a donkey, took her to Bethlehem. When the baby was born and God said, go again and go to Egypt, he went. Why? Because God told him to do that. And he knew God. And all of the things that he couldn't explain, and all of the things that were really difficult, and all of the things that were really hard, and all of the things that he wished that really never happened, all of that, Joseph let go, and he said, I'm going to do this because I know you. And I'm going to obey you. And because Joseph obeyed, this world would never be the same again. It was changed forever. So here's the thing. God is still looking for Josephs. Men, women, ordinary people that are prepared to say yes, even when it sounds crazy. That are prepared to follow, even if you can't see where the road is going to take you. But ordinary people who know that they serve an extraordinary God who can do things beyond what we could ever imagine or think or do in our own strength. The question is, are you prepared to do that? Because if you are, do you know what God can do through you? Wherever you are, in your work, at home, in the streets, wherever you are, if you just obey, imagine the possibilities of what God can do. Let me take you back to Joseph and then I'll end. We might not know any of the questions that he asked, but I know one answer that God gave him. And we can hold on to that answer. The one question I'm sure that Joseph asked is this: God, are you with me through this? And in the moment, that little baby cried, being born in that manger. Joseph heard God's answer loud and clear. Emmanuel, yes, I am with you. Even when you don't know. Even when your life falls apart. Even when things are really, really tough. Even in the good moments. Even in the moments when you think you can do it alone, I am with you. Can I say this to each and every one of us this evening? I don't know where you are in your life. I don't know if you have questions. I don't know if sometimes it's a little hard. Maybe your life is perfect, and I'm glad for you because mine is not. So I need to hear this. In those moments when I ask, God, are you there? God, it feels a little unreal. God, it feels a little scary. Are you with me? Can you hear this answer, please? Yes, I am with you. Yes, I love you just as you are, warts and all, mistakes and all. I love you. Yes, I know your name. It's written in the palm of my hand. Yes, I sent my son for you. Yes, you belong to me. Yes, because his name is Emmanuel. Question asked, question answered. Amen.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became human, made its home among us, and he was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son, Emmanuel, that came to be with us. We're going to have some of our young folks come up, and they're going to come light their candles from mine, and they're going to come down the aisles and going to light the candle on the end of the aisle. And would you please pass the light on? And once we've all have our candles lit, we're going to stand and we're going to sing that beautiful, beautiful carol, "Silent Night." What a blessing it was to spend this evening with you. May Emmanuel be with you, not just in Christmas time, but every moment. in the moments that are full of sunshine and blue skies, and you're happy and all is good. In the moments when the skies are dark and you can't see tomorrow. But know that Emmanuel is with you and he will be with you. May you have a blessed Christmas, filled with the hope and the peace and the joy of Jesus our Lord. Go with the blessing of the Lord. When the people of the Lord left the temple to go home, they would often go through difficult, hard places. And this would be the blessing that they would receive. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will answer your prayers and he will give you his peace. Amen.